Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the latest edition of the First Down Snapcast. Tonight I'm joined by Ian Davis, Charles Clawson and Stuart Horsfall. How are you all doing?
Where's Stuart?
Yeah, we're not. Where
is he?
He's running late. He's running late.
So you'll have to start all this again because you've introduced him and he's not here. That sounds stupid.
No, but he'll be on the show, so I might as well get him introduced.
He's already saying let's do it without him.
How are you, Stuart? You all right?
I'm all right. I'm funky. Does it help us sit like this?
I don't know. Let's get into the news. So,
NFL news and rumours.
This week it was unanimously agreed that, no big secret, the NFL agreed to the 17th game. It was all agreed. And they brought in some new rules regarding the international fixtures. I think this is a positive news from the fact that every team will now have to play abroad within the 8-year period.
Yeah, I think it's great, obviously. I mean, they're not all going to come here, are they? Because there's the Mexico one.
Yeah, the Germany. And
Buffalo play in Canada, don't they, occasionally, so it could be that. But yeah, I mean, there's got to be more games, and it means that it's going to carry on in London, you would think, from that as well. So yeah.
Yeah. And they also mentioned, didn't they, the Jacksonville deal's got nothing to do with this. So the same as only two in London, but if Jacksonville agree with Wembley, there's more than two a season because that's separate to that deal.
Yeah.
And who are the only team not to have played in the UK?
Green Bay Packers.
And how about with Santa, Green Bay still got to come to UK and go to all the other international games?
Yeah. Go up to Canada.
That'd be slightly annoying.
Or Mexico.
Are they the only one?
You don't see that, I believe.
UK, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate. I saw Green Bay in New York the other year when I went out. It was bloody freezing and snowing, but I managed to get Green Bay ticked off my list.
Yeah, we've seen Green Bay. We saw them in LA.
Where it was anything but bloody freezing.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous.
Yeah, but if you bought a beverage, Charles, you would have been fine.
That's so last week. We've discussed that one.
Last year and the year before.
And I'll tell you what, I'll do exactly the same again.
What, wait for me to buy you one?
Yeah.
Obviously, what do you think about, obviously, with the 17th game, it's a more recognised game now, and they've got rid of one of the pre-season games. I'm all for you guys. Glad to get rid of one of pre-season games as well, in a way.
I am, but it did show how the pre-season is needed, didn't it? That having the season that's just gone.
Yeah.
I'm not a big, you know, I don't like what, pre-season's terrible to watch, isn't it? You know, we're spectators. I like American football because I like watching it, and the pre-season games just don't do anything for me. They're just...
I think the pre-season ones, I think they should stick with four. I think they shouldn't be pushing them as televised, as spectator sports and stuff, because it's just practice, really. It's just them getting used to putting players in, and they're largely meaningless. But I think they do need them. I think the problem is American football, it only lasts, and I know it's because of other games and stuff, but it only lasts 5 months.
Yeah, it's the injuries, isn't it? You end up with no players, you know, you end up with no roster, don't you? If it goes on but too long.
It is proven, though, after last year, obviously, no one saw a pandemic coming, so they wanted to get a season out of it. And fair play, they're the only sport, I believe, that got a full season without having to stop for a period of time.
Yeah.
So, but the injuries did come because there weren't really any training camps.
Yeah.
No pre-season. And
yeah.
Teams like the 49ers really suffered with injuries because of it.
I was just going on to another point, is that it means that teams are going to alternate between the amount of home games they get every season as well, aren't they? Which is we've got a bit of an easy one with the extra game because we're playing New England, so saw that, didn't you, Rich? Cowboys.
If it's raining like it was last time, I'm sure Dallas will get somehow manage not to win again.
Yeah.
obviously, there's a lot of skeptic on that because people are saying, why don't you just make it 18 so you've got the same amount of home and away? But I think, again, this is down to the length of the season. And you've got, once the regular season finishes, the playoffs are now expanded because there's more teams.
Yeah.
At what point do you say no? I know it was addressed, but Charles mentioned it last week, maybe the week before. The NFL's all about money now. And the more stuff games they can get in, the more money they're going to get.
Yeah.
But with how physical a sport is, there's only so many games they can play.
And I didn't really agree with them expanding the playoffs. You get into a point where, how many teams do you have qualifying? To me, it should be la creme de la creme, not, yeah, they can have it. We'll let another one in. No.
Yeah, at what point...
Too many teams now.
At what point does it become watered down too much?
Yeah.
You know, a team, it increases the chances of a team with an 8-8 record, but it'd be a 9-8 record or an 8-9 record getting to the Super Bowl. And where's the fun in that?
We're booked 5th seed last year, I think, NFC. And they won the Super Bowl.
Don't know. They definitely weren't in the top 4 seeds, were they?
No, so Packers got the bye. Saints won their division. Redskins, football team, sorry, not the Redskins. The Washington football team won.
Yeah.
And was it Seattle won their division?
Yes, well, who else was in it? Catholic, the two teams.
Rams went through.
Yeah.
And
Cavs, it was. My mind's gone. Chicago just went out, didn't they?
No, Chicago got knocked out in playoffs.
They did. Yeah.
They did playoffs, yeah.
But like I said,
microphone's gone.
You're still there,
still sound all right.
I know everyone likes playoffs. It's another way of making money, but you've got eight divisions. Surely your eight divisional winners going to the playoffs. If you're looking at it from a point, we've got a similar thing at the moment over here with our game of football, where we're looking at expanding the Champions League to loads more games. It's not even really Champions League no more because you get teams who qualify who've not even won the domestic league.
Yeah, you remember, and the other interesting thing about that Champions League, not trying to get off the subject of the football, is that they don't particularly want promotion and relegation, do they?
No,
which is going the way that the Americans are going. And we talked about this last week, that, you know, what do you do with a team who's underperforming, like Jacksonville? You know, there's no threat of relegation for them. So what do? Just continue to underperform?
Yeah, there's no like teams that elsewhere, other teams who can step in.
No, and the more money that comes flooding in, the less likely they can consider things like relegation.
Yeah. Ian's seriously not having fun there, it looks.
Say again?
Ian's not having fun there, I don't think, with his microphone. We can hear him.
Well, it's this cheap rubbish that you supplied him, apparently.
Ah, it's not cheap rubbish.
Oh, no, I can hear you now. Yeah, but I've unplugged my microphone.
It sounds exactly the same.
Does it?
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah, really, really.
What's happened there?
In regards to obviously moving to a 17-game season, records, what have stood, now can't be broken. So no one can go 0-16 no more. When we talked about records last week, is it a false record if you go 17-0? Or you can't compare it to previous seasons, can you?
But then, I mean, they expanded however many years ago, didn't they, from...
Yeah, it used to be 13 weeks, didn't it?
You can't put that in the way of progress. You know, you just have to accept that things change. New records, will they just count a record as broken, or will they just say, you know, it's like a new record? I mean, everything. You look when the Premiership came into being. Everything now is they don't even mention when it was First Division, do they?
No.
And in time, it'll be, you know. You can go 17-0 in a season.
That's all I've ever been.
And you can get too, you can also get too obsessed with stats.
Stuart.
This is true. Looking at some other things that have come out in the past week, obviously stepping down in NFL UK, Alistair Kirkwood, who's probably done a hell of a lot for the game in his role the last 4 years. What would you say his legacy is going to have been, Ian? What would you think would be his proudest achievement, getting NFL every year over in London or the Academy?
That's what I was going to say. I think the way it's come on with the games in London, particularly over the last, six, 7 years, you forget where we were, you know, where we thought we were lucky to get a game. We've had four games over here, which has been brilliant. Yeah, really good. That's. I don't think anything else could, unless he got a team over here. Nothing else could have topped that, could it? Really?
No, I think they keep mentioning this team thing, but unless they're going to do an expansion of teams, I don't think Jacksonville aren't going to come here because they're starting to build up something in Jacksonville. They've even said this week. So unless they do an expansion and bring some new teams in, there's no way. Unless they're going to bring in a Mexican team at the same time and a London team just to complete that phantom pack.
I think you're right. I think it's got to be an expansion, hasn't it?
We see a lot of these teams moving around, and we were discussing it last time. It seems to be the same ones who move around.
You've got a nucleus of teams that are never really going to move, haven't you?
Yeah. And the ones who always move have just moved. So if they wanted to have done the London team with one of them teams, you would have moved San Diego Chargers here.
Start fresh.
The thing with Jacksonville, though, isn't the owner also the owner of Fulham?
Fulham, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, where it looked likely was when he was trying to buy Wembley, wasn't he?
Yeah.
If that had come off, I think that would have happened then, but... Obviously, that all went down the pan.
Yeah, I think that was going along well then. Sort of got slipped at media. I think certain people in FA didn't like it, did it, but it was published.
But
that was good.
Do you think, so I'm just going to throw a quick question in here. Roger Goodell, as making this big noises about having full stadiums this next season. Do you think he's getting a bit ahead of himself?
Well, it's not down to him, is it? You know, it's down to the states, what their laws are. So it seems a bit of a stupid thing to say to me, because he's got no say in the matter, has he, really?
No.
Why come out and say it at this stage when there's still so much unknown? I mean, we don't even know whether anything's happening over here yet.
No. I was talking to one of the other guys who goes to America as well. And he gets your hopes up, doesn't it? Because, you know, we want to go this year. And I know a few others... try and get over every year, so it gets you hopes that maybe you can, but we're just going to have to wait and see, aren't we?
Like I say, they're doing a few test events in the UK out the next month.
FA Cup semi-final, they've got crowd, haven't they?
how can you go from that to saying that we expect full crowds at Minnesota, Green Bay?
Yeah.
These stadiums are 60, 70,000.
And the other difference is as well, in England we can do it because whatever the law is set as, that's going to be the law across the all the games. Mm. And, you know, Premier League, that might be different. But over there, you're dependent on what each state laws are. So, I don't know. How can they say it?
And other states have got different relaxations. Like,
yeah,
Tennessee, we're letting fans in from pretty much most at-home games. But then Buffalo only got fans in for playoffs.
Yeah, Dallas had a lot of fans in for there. I think they were getting about 10,000 to theirs.
Yeah, well, like I say, it's state related.
Yeah. And, yeah, it looks like, and just for any of our listeners who have managed to wade through the first 20 minutes, the Asda delivery has been.
Stuart looks very happy about he's got his ginger nut biscuits for this evening.
Oh, I'm all about the bourbons. I don't know what you're on about.
We've just been
looking at a picture of you at the moment. It looks like you've been eating a few too many bourbons.
Yeah, that's not a good angle, Stu.
Sit up.
I can't. I like to flake out.
You're better in the bathroom.
No.
I beg you, right, we're just confirming that Charles is not saying Stuart's better in the bathroom. We don't know what's going on there.
Or am I?
Do you know, you do one thing once when you've had a few, you do one thing once when you've had a few drinks and it lives with you forever, doesn't it?
We've just been discussing, Stu, we got like the introduction at the 17th game, internationals, Alistair Kirkwood, and now we're just discussing about Roger Goodell saying that stadiums are going to be full from the start of the season, and I'm just saying, don't you think he's jumping the gun a bit?
I don't know, because they're quite high up on the vaccination rates, aren't they? So it's possible.
Yeah, well, all I was saying, Stuart, was that it's not really down to him, is it? It's down to the individual states. So for him to say that, there's nothing he can do about it. It either happens or it doesn't.
Yeah, but didn't he say he was hopeful?
Yeah,
that we'd have
hopeful.
Yeah. So I'd say I'm hopeful as well.
I want to get over there.
I'm ready when you are.
Right, so tonight's episode is, we've discussed a bit of news now, so we're now going on to our version of a mock draft of what we think may happen in a couple of weeks. Now, just to point out, we're not doing any trades whilst doing this first round of the draft. Obviously, trades will more than likely happen on draft night. It's already been discussed that the Patriots might be trading up with the Bengals. Now,
sorry, Richard, the sound on your microphone is shocking. It's like got a thudding noise halfway through.
Is it mine? It seemed all right.
We've already been taking the mickey out of his microphone earlier on.
It was all right earlier.
It's like clicking.
Yeah, it's like you're shuffling about and you're clicking something and it's like knocking it.
Rich, I know a guy who sells microphones at a good rate, so if you need another one, give us a shout and I'll put you in touch with him.
You're not funny.
Yeah,
you're not funny.
I am.
He thinks he is, and that's all that matters.
Yes.
We already know who holds us up, keeps us all stuck together with a fun.
Fun glue.
All I'm saying is, I wasn't the one that said it, was I? It was you. Right, so, are we ready?
Yeah, can you? I'm going to share my screen. 2 seconds. You'd have to look. I'd have to see, you know.
Can I share my screen at the same time?
No, we tried that last night, Charles.
Yeah. Stuart, you know, we did a test last night to see if it worked.
Yeah.
So, Charles, come on. So I'm sorry, telling Richard to share his screen. So Charles had shared his. What are you doing? It's like you said share my screen, not you.
I didn't hear the Richard bit.
Well, I thought it was obvious.
Well, it kind of was. Now you look back on it, I'll concede that one.
It's like the village idiot, though, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we'll do this draft. No, obviously, no tradings or anything in it. It's just what we think as it is at the moment, standing based on teams' needs. Let's do the first round.
Can anybody else see that? Because I can't see it.
Yeah, it's nice. Oh, no, it takes a while.
It takes a bit of time to come up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. Right, cool. Is it, right, yeah, I'm ready when you are.
So we've got Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jaguars are on the clock.
Yeah.
Right, so we started the draft.
Do we need to discuss that they're taking Trevor Lawrence?
I can't see how they can mess it up. I mean, yeah. it's the most obvious choice. Yeah. And I know that there's a few mock drafts that have gone with Zach Wilson, but I don't think you can move Lawrence out of one purely based on a pro day.
I think people are picking Zach Wilson to try and be a bit clever. Because it's so obvious they're taking Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Trying to be controversial.
Yeah. Just so people will read them.
Yeah, people will listen. Yeah. The only thing I will say before we go on, because we're doing 32 teams, so we can't spend loads of time on that. Jacksonville spent about 5 years, well, maybe 3-4 years, building a really good young team. They've gone to the championship game. And they managed to dismantle that team within about a season. So I have no hopes for them. I know they've got Urban Meyer now. I have no hopes for them doing anything with Lawrence.
But last time we did it, though, they built all that team around a crap quarterback.
They did, and I was literally just going to say that. They built it around Blake Bortles, so they got all that far, and when you need your quarterback to really step up, he went backwards. And I think in that championship game, didn't he run more than he passed?
Yeah.
So
that game was effort taking against the Patriots. They should have had that based on the season.
But funnily enough, in the playoffs that year, he had a good playoff run. Bortles, he actually played quite well.
Yeah, I don't think we should get sidetracked because, like Ian said, we've got.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
And we should move through what we think are the easy picks straight, as quick as we can.
So are the Jets going to be stupid? Are the Jets going quarterback, or do we think they're not?
Well, I mean, the way I see this is that there's only two possible scenarios. They either trade out and hope to get as much as they can for trading out and they stick with Sam Darnold, or they pick a quarterback and they trade Sam Darnold. I mean, Sam Darnold's still in his rookie deal, so they could probably carry two rookies for a lot less than a lot of teams are carrying one quarterback.
Yeah.
So for me, because we're not doing any trades, the pick here is Zach Wilson in at number two.
So obviously, San Francisco have traded up clearly for a quarterback. You don't trade up.
And it seems to be a bit of an open secret that it's Mac Jones, isn't it? That slot.
Yeah, I've been speaking to quite a few 49ers fans, and one in particular, and my point was, you don't trade up to number three overall and spend, the future of the franchise without knowing, without it guaranteed that the man that you want is going to be there. Now, there is no guarantee that either Zach Wilson or Fields is going to be there because the Jets could take either. So there is no guarantee that one of them is going to be there. So if you've moved to three saying, I want Zach Wilson or I want Justin Fields, it's quite possible that he might not be there. So I'm with you. For me, it comes down to Mac Jones or Trey Lance, and I agree. I think Mac Jones fits what they want.
Yeah.
Better.
I'd agree. Oh, out the door.
As the man's here.
Disaster.
where your delivery went, Stuart.
Just to point out, that's the our doorbell keeps falling off the door outside, and as it falls on the floor, it rings. So when it does it like 1 o'clock in the morning,
I think you've got some.
Yeah, you should find somebody who's good at DIY, Richard.
Yeah, I better get that yellow pages out because he might be able to come and cut my grass as well.
Yeah, I was going to say cut your grass.
Right. So Falcons on the clock now. So
hang on a minute. I was just disagreeing and saying I thought they'd go for Trey Lance, but. Go on.
Why do you think? Why do you think Trey Lance?
I just think he's possibly a better fit than the other chap.
I don't disagree, Charles. I actually think it's 50-50. It's definitely one of them two for me.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of them two.
But do we think Garoppolo will stay? to kind of, I guess, mentor him? Are they hoping he'll stay?
I think they'll only trade him if they get a good deal. Yeah. I don't think 49ers are in any position where they have to trade him. And I think that they will probably start with Jimmy G.
Yeah.
And then if it starts going Pete Tong, they'll move whichever one. I personally think it's Matt Jones, but they'll move whichever quarterback they drafted, they'll move him in probably mid-season, no earlier than mid-season.
Unless Garoppolo gets injured again.
Yeah.
Unless he gets injured again.
Which, let's face it, he is prone to a bit of injury.
It's possible.
It's possible. Right, Falcons, cornerback or quarterback to replace Ryan? Or get someone on board?
I don't know whether they'll try and get some offensive firepower, to be honest. Would they go for another receiver? Tight end? You've got Kyle Pitts there, haven't you? I hope they don't go for Kyle Pitts, because I'm wanting him still to be there at pick number 10.
Kyle Pitts won't be at number 10. He'll have gone before
number 10.
I think Kyle Pitts will go to the Falcons. Because I think the Falcons will stay.
I think they could take him.
I think they'll stay with Matt Ryan for another year.
I think they'll take Justin Fields, if I'm being brutally honest. And I say that because I think Justin Fields is probably out of the top quarterbacks, maybe needs to sit behind the quarterback for a season. So he has all the talent, but I think he's the one that maybe needs to sit and learn for a year. And I don't think that the Falcons will be this high up in a draft again for a while. So therefore, I think they would use this opportunity to get a longevity future franchise quarterback.
Yeah. And if he goes to Atlanta, Matt Ryan is no starter. He's going to be learning from a great quarterback.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they've done what you do and take Kyle Pitts. Now, the only reason for me they would take Kyle Pitts is if they were in a win now. You know what I mean? And he was the last piece of the puzzle to make them win now. But I don't think, looking at their roster, they're in a win now. I think they're in a position where they want to build for the future, and using fourth overall on a potential franchise quarterback makes more sense in the long run for me.
Yeah.
Even over the defensive problems, Stu, what was highlighted last year.
But you can. It's proven, isn't it? If you get a franchise quarterback, the other pieces will fit into place easier, because, especially this year, there's been a lot of good players that have gone in free agency. So free agency for me is probably going to be a bigger thing moving forward in the future. So you might be able to pick those pieces up a lot easier than you would.
And if your team's, in general, if your team's got one of the top few picks, what do you want them to take? You're wanting them to take a quarterback, because it's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
and the edge rush, you know, I mean, if they went for an edge rush, who are they going to go for? There's Russo and Pay, isn't there? That's probably where you're looking.
There's Jalen Phillips as well from Florida, the edge rushers this year don't stand out like Chase Young did. They're not that level.
They don't stand out as a number four pick, do they? That's my point.
They're more rough diamonds, if you know what I mean. They have the potential to be like that, but I don't think they will be like Chase Young straight off the bat, game one.
While you're having a look at those points, I was just having a quick look at something, and it appears that the Atlanta head coach is loving a two tight end scenario. So that might point towards them taking Pitts.
So what we're going to say...
We have previous tendency for playing two tight ends.
Need to make a decision. We're on the clock. 2 minutes. Who we taking?
I mean, if it's me, I think I've made my point. I think if I was them, I'd be taking Fields purely because of the longevity. I don't think they're in a win now.
And Richard's hovering over the draft.
Go on, Richard.
Potentially, they could trade down on the day.
And they could well do that. Like you said, because they've got the defensive needs, they can trade down somebody who needs a quarterback and get some extra picks to fill their defensive needs.
But I mean, we're not doing that, are we?
No.
Right. Cincinnati, so they've got a franchise quarterback.
Yes, so we know.
But they've lost wide receiver weapons.
Yeah. Well, what do they do? Do they just go wide receiver? Is there anything else they're going to look at, do you think?
For me, it's one of two players. It's either Lamar Chase, the wide receiver from LSU, so basically reuniting him with his wide receiver from LSU, or it's Penny Sewell as a offensive tackle, basically to keep his ass upright.
Well, I was reading something today that said that he was the only person they were looking at, this Sewell, Penny Sewell, is the only one looking at.
But for me, Penny Sewell seems to be one of the best tackle prospects to come out of college in a long time. So I think they might try and protect him, try and keep upright.
That was lacking, wasn't it? We all saw that last year.
Yeah so I mean, my pick here, I would probably say towards Penny Sewell purely because I think he needs protection.
Hey, do you need to protect your franchise quarterback, or we're not going to last a couple of years, are they?
Exactly, that's right. I don't think anyone of his ability will probably come round, and he's really young as well, so you potentially got, you know, a 10-year starter.
Okay.
Right, let's get him in there then. Or Richard lose any more hair.
Hey. So, Miami traded back in at 6, and from everything I'm reading, they want Kyle Pitts to finish their jigsaw on the offense.
But Chase is still there.
A lot of people are saying the reason they traded back from where they went is because they wanted to they didn't see Pitts dropping that far down.
It's a difficult one because I could see the Dolphins actually wanting quite a few players, to be honest.
Well, Chase didn't play last season, did he at all?
No.
Good thing or a bad thing? It means he'll be fresh.
I don't know. It's a difficult one, but they've got... what's the tight end they've got? Gesicki.
Mike Gesicki.
Yeah, Mike Gesicki. And he had a really good season last season. And I know that Kyle Pitts is a little bit of a... is a mix between a wide receiver and a tight end, and he's a bit of a mismatch with regards to cornerback. So I don't know. For me, they're either taking Chase or they're taking Pitts. It's one of the two. And I mean, it's a toss of a coin. I definitely think we're all in agreement that they're going to bring in some receiver.
Weapon,
A weapon of some sort. I'd probably lean towards maybe... Chase, I would probably go.
I'd say Chase.
Right,
so we'll lock in with Chase, and that's unanimous. Detroit, what do they need?
Everything. Quarterback.
They need new quarterback, don't they?
No, but they brought Brockers from LA, doesn't he? He thinks highly of Goff.
Yeah.
He might surprise everyone.
He won't do after week 5, will he?
You giving him that long?
I mean, who have they got wide receivers now? Detroit.
They don't. I think they're definitely picking wide receiver here.
Yeah, that's what I'm just thinking. So it's going to be Waddle. Yeah,
has to be.
It's got to be, hasn't it?
I don't know. You've still got Devontae Smith still there.
I was going to say Devontae Smith.
Yeah, you've still got that. You've still got the Heisman Trophy winner there. I think for probably what Tua would want, I think he'd lean more towards Waddle just because of the speed, maybe. Because the problem with Smith is he was the Heisman Trophy winner, but there is still some question marks over his frame and his size. He's got impeccable route running ability and he's got great hands, but he's not the biggest. So I don't know. It's a toss-up. It's a 50-50 for me. I'd go Waddle, personally.
The reason I'd go for Smith is that Goff needs all the opportunities he can to throw that ball, and I think Smith fits into that.
But if Waddle's maybe more ready, though, wouldn't that be what Goff needs? Someone who's ready just to come in.
I think they're both ready. I just there is only a very small percentage of people who are concerned about Smith's stature,
his size.
You know, but then again, you know, you look at that Goff, and he was obviously, he worked well with Cooper Kupp, who wasn't exactly the biggest receiver. So he might work well with somebody who's a bit more of a route technician. Yeah. So you're right, it might be Devontae Smith. But like I said, they're definitely taking a wide receiver. It's just which one is available at that spot.
Are we unanimous on Smith?
I think Waddle.
Ooh,
it's 3-1.
How many went for Smith? I thought it was 3 for Smith.
It's 3 for Smith, 1 for Waddle.
Because they've still got Devontae Parker, haven't they?
I thought Stewart just went for Waddle as well.
No, I'm changing my mind now.
Smith,
they've still got Devontae Parker, haven't they? So let's go Smith.
And then if they go for Waddle, I'll be like, yeah,
yeah,
told
you. Well, it's the same as when Atlanta go for Kyle Pitts. I'll be saying told you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
right. Just to let you know, we're only on pick 8. We need to crack on.
Yeah.
Or we'll be here all night.
Play this on fast forward.
What's the best quarterback that's left? I mean, is it Lance? Is Lance still there?
Yeah, Trey Lance.
Well, I think that's it.
Yeah, I'd do as well.
Yeah, so yeah, let's...
It's straightforward, that one.
Yeah.
Denver.
They're taking a cornerback, I reckon.
So is it Surtain or... There's Farley as well, isn't there?
I think they'll probably go Patrick Surtain, to be honest.
Yeah.
Patrick Surtain.
He's certain on many things.
Which then falls into what I wanted. Well, actually, Surtain I wasn't minded at all for Dallas. It's going to be Pitts, yeah.
Oh, I don't. I think they'll take a cornerback.
I don't. No. If Surtain was still there, they might have done, but... It seems to be, all the words coming out of it is that they want Pitts if he's still there, but they don't think he'll be there. And I'm surprised we've ended up getting to pick 10 with Pitts still there, actually. But Dallas tend to go for the one that they think is the best value.
I think to be honest, I think now you've spoken, and I'll bow down to your superior knowledge as a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, we'll go Pitts.
I genuinely can see Pitts sliding, to be honest. And it's more to do with teams' absolute needs.
Yeah.
I think, like...
I get what you're saying about the cornerback need. I do get that, but I just think they'll take Pitts if he's there.
Yeah, but for me, I think if you need a wide receiver, you need a wide receiver. You don't need a wide receiver that's also a tight end, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I decided Pitts was already going to Atlanta, I can't agree with that at all, and I'm looking at them. I'd say Micah Parsons. Apparently he's got attitude problems, but I mean, that's never stopped anyone, has it?
Not Dallas.
No, not Dallas.
Well, that'd be my pick, Micah Parsons.
So, I've seen that a lot of reports, Giants are wanting Micah Parsons for their first round pick, if he's available from Penn.
Well, I'd say same, because I think he'll go at this stage of the draft. As you say, he's got apparently got a bit of an attitude problem.
New York, Giants are used to people with attitude problems, aren't they? That's the thing.
Yeah, they're not BJ, don't they?
The only other one that I would suggest is the DT. Is it Derisaw?
Let's have a dinosaur dude with name.
Yeah, and I only say that because they lost Tomlinson to the Vikings, so they might want some interior help.
Christian Darrisaw from Virginia Tech.
Yeah, but it might be a little bit high. It might be a little bit of a reach, because it shows there that they need a tackle. That's a tackle, not DT, isn't it?
Yeah. Tackle would be Slater, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I can see him taking Slater as well, to be honest.
Yeah.
And do you reckon Parsons off Slater?
I was just looking at Slater as I was speaking, and I'd go with him at the moment.
I was going to say Slater until everybody else was on about Parsons, so...
I can see that.
I was just going to say, you get potential for protection for Saquon Barkley.
So we'll lock Slater in then on New York.
Yeah.
No, we do have to talk about Philly, Ian. I'm sorry.
I just still mess this up, so. Just pick a name.
I've got an obvious one without giving any particular backing for it, but you were talking about Jalen Waddle earlier on, and he'd fit right in there, especially looking at the needs.
Yeah, it's a good chance. But then again, if Parsons is still there.
Yeah.
I agree with Charles, to be honest. I think they'll go Waddle.
Yeah. I think, I don't, but go on.
We'll go Waddle.
I think they'll probably go Parsons, to be honest. Or cornerback, depending. That's what I was just going to say. It was still left at cornerback. But anyway.
Chargers.
It depends what scheme they're running. I mean, a lot of teams these days, because it's turning more into a passing league, they tend to go light on linebackers and more with coverage, because you can cover, you'll be able to cover with a cornerback and or a safety more than you can cover with a linebacker.
Yeah. I tend to think they'll go for something on the defensive line, Chargers.
I think they might go for Darashaw, you know. If he's available, protect.
Which he is, as we're doing it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, again, going on needs, you've got this Caleb Farley, but I think he might be injured.
Oh, the cornerback, Caleb Farley. Yeah.
I think he's sliding now in this on ours, isn't he?
Because he's injured.
Yeah.
I think JC Horn will probably go before Caleb Farley, to be honest.
Yeah.
I agree with the Chargers taking a tackle. I think you're right. I think they'll take there. So,
yeah.
In this scenario, if it plays out for them like this,
I so hope you lot take Vera Tucker, because that's just a great name.
Yeah, AVT. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
is a possibility, isn't it?
It is. I mean, if this played out for Vikings like this, I genuinely think that we might trade down, because I could see us picking Parsons, I could see us picking JC Horn, I could see us picking Barmore, and I could see us picking AVT. Now, if we're looking on absolute need, then AVT for me is probably the absolute one. Veris Tucker, he'll be, keep going.
Jimmy Richard on position.
Just right, filter Rich.
Yeah, I suppose filter. So I could just type in Tucker.
Oh, to filter it.
It's no good when you've got to bloody mouse it down.
We can edit this all out, so it makes you look like you're dreaming.
Everyone knows we don't know what we're doing.
If you haven't worked it out by now.
So we're going, if, obviously we're in no trade position here, but we'll be going wide receiver, unfortunately, it seems.
You reckon?
Yeah, it's almost certain. But the guy we want is obviously already gone, so he won't be.
Who did you want?
Smith.
Devontae Smith? I don't think he's fallen to 15.
But that's the thing.
Gone, no,
we're not going to be at 15, so from a point of needs...
What do you mean you're not going to be at 15?
We'll probably trade up.
Trading up, but we're not talking trades.
All right, okay.
So
for
JC Horn from a needs, because... We're lacking in cornerbacks at the moment. There's a lot of uncertainty with Gilmore.
Yes.
JC Jackson's been put on a restricted free agent tender.
If you think they're taking a wide receiver, why don't they? What about Kadarius Toney? He's predicted to go in the first round.
Yeah. I think the only thing with the wide receiver is we don't really do well with wide receivers.
Elijah Moore was the second highest receiving yards in college last year.
Well, with wide receivers when Cam Newton's throwing the ball.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think you're probably better off going cornerback, because whoever you pick here ain't getting the touch of the ball.
Yeah.
So we'll go with Horton.
And plus, you've just done some free agency wide receivers anyway, so that might...
I tell you who they did get. They got the Aguilar. Aguilar from... I think he's quite underrated.
It's Cam Newton, though. It's always going to come back to the Cam Newton problem. I know Charles is saying Cam's going to come good.
The problem that you could have, Richard, is that the odd time that Cam Newton does actually get a pass off, Aguilar will drop it.
Yeah, that'd be just typical, wouldn't it? So
I think that could be an exciting matchup, Cam Newton and Aguilar. Both players who are underrated as far as I'm concerned.
If Aguilar's anything like Harry, every time Cam throws at him, Harry dropped it. So. Yeah. Right, Cardinals. So they've done very well in free agency, so they've eliminated a lot of the areas that were short. I think potentially they could look at a cornerback, because obviously they've lost Patrick Peterson.
Yeah, Caleb Farley, I think. I don't think he'll fall out first round.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. It should be down here.
What about the... can I throw one into the mix? Just because I've heard it's very fast. Is JC Horn?
JC Horn.
He's just gone
at Patriots. Yeah. Richard's just drafted him at Patriots.
So we're going to put Caleb Farley at...
My bad.
Yeah.
The Raiders. So they normally get these wrong anyway, so whoever they pick.
I think they will go Parsons if he's still there.
So Parsons, say, at one point was top 10, but we've already got him played down there to the latter stage at top 20.
Yeah, well, they need a linebacker, don't they? So I think they'll take Parsons if he's still there.
I know what you're saying. I'm just thinking. Do they need help on the second? Are you thinking their division, who they've got? You know, they've got Mahomes. Do they look at Moehrig?
What, as a safety?
Yeah.
I don't know, because they've still got, is it Abraham, aren't they? Because didn't he get injured last year? He's still to come back.
Yeah. I was just going to quickly say,
are we missing the point that the Raiders seem to have got rid of almost their entire offensive line this season? And therefore an offensive lineman might be a...
I agree with you, Charles, but I think they'll address that in the later rounds, because the three old linemen that I think are worth a first round pick are Derisaw, Slater and AVT. I think those are the first round talent, and they've gone now. But there is actually quite a lot of depth for day two and day three in the old line. So I agree with you. I think they will address it, but I think they'll address it in day two.
Okay.
Should we go Parsons then for the Raiders, since he's still there?
I think they'll take a linebacker. If he's still there, I think they'll take a linebacker. Either him or that Karamoa, that Jeremiah Azunu Karamoa.
Well, just looking at the fact that Josh Jacobs didn't have an all-inspiring season this year, I was just looking at offensive linemen, and you've got this Elijah Vera Tucker.
He's gone. I drafted him to the Vikings.
Yeah. Oh, I can't see anything on the bloody screen.
Well, you were still in the call when we did it.
We did discuss it.
I was reading something else at the time, I think.
Oh dear. So Miami then with their second pick of the first round.
Oh bloody hell. Who did the tech in the first, Rich?
Took wide receiver, didn't they?
Yeah, didn't we take Smith? Was it Smith, wasn't it?
Smith, yeah. So I'm just going to put a case forward here. From Penn State, Jason Owe, edge, potentially.
I like that pick. I think Owe's got the same kind of body style as Danielle Hunter, so I think there's quite a lot of hype about him. But I'm not sure about his actual productivity in the college game. I think he's, again, one of those we were talking about, it's a bit of a rough diamond. It's a lot of potential. I'm not sure whether he'll go in the first round, because you've still got Rousseau on the board at the minute. We've still got Jalen Phillips on the board, and we've still got Quitty Pay on the board. yeah. and they're still Carlos Basham. And I think they're all slightly more ready now than he is.
I was reading, maybe, like I said, I didn't record a sack or anything in college, but just because of the size of him, he might be something what Miami need.
Yeah, but I think he's one of those that might go day two. Because you don't really want to be... I think your first round pick, this is just me personally, your first round pick needs to be, outside a quarterback, needs to be someone you can play straight away.
Yeah. Russo's not still there, is he?
Yeah, Russo's still there.
I think Russo's there, yeah.
I think go scroll back to the top. The only other one that I would say is that they still need a DT, so Christian Barrymore could go here.
Yeah, he mightn't be too bad of a shout. Charles, any input?
I'm just afraid to guess now.
Are you going to try and pick somebody that's gone?
Yeah.
No, Trevor Lawrence.
What about the fact they need an edge rusher? And there's that Quitty Pay.
Yeah, I mean, his sack numbers weren't particularly high at Michigan. So, again, you're kind of pegging him as because of his physical attributes. I get the feeling that if Barmore's there at that pick, I think Barmore is way more value than any of the edge rushers.
And Alabama definitely got a success rate at their first round picks.
I still think Rousseau. He's been geared up, Ante. He's been training for the NFL specifically.
I'll go with that.
We're going to Russo then, yeah?
Yeah.
There you go. Not going to go far from Miami to Miami. Yeah. Washington football team. Now, they've been... one of theirs is a linebacker they could really do with. Well, they could do a few areas. Obviously, with quarterback changes, but you're not going to draft... You're going to draft a quarterback now on day two, day three, if you're looking at a backup. We've all, obviously, the main ones have all gone.
Yeah.
Would you think Jeremiah Nottingham, or wide receiver?
I think they go wide receiver. I have them picking up Kadarius Toney.
Just seen him. Should I just slow him down here a second a bit?
He's a very explosive player, is Toney, so I think that would work well next to McLaurin.
He played well at Gators. I've seen some footage of him. And you're balancing him out. You've got Scary Terry on one side and having Toney on the other.
Chicago. I actually fell for an April Fool's joke.
No, you didn't.
Facebook today, because there was a thing about Russell Wilson going to Chicago. I'm like, never. Oh, obviously never.
you disappoint me.
No. I mean, the quarterback need their... Yeah, like Stuart said, they're not going to take a quarterback this round, are they? I can't see it now.
No, not that
I'm not sure who they're going to take.
I think wide receiver, maybe Bateman from Minnesota. They've watched a lot of tape of him, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see him taking a wide receiver. I mean,
I would have said Toney if you hadn't just taken him for Washington.
Because they've obviously got Robinson, but the franchise tagged him, so how long are they expecting to keep him? So they need to get someone in.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Just to throw a spanner in the works, the only thing I'd say,
is you wait till we've just about to press the button and then say, throw a spanner in the
works. Can't read any faster than that.
I'm still massively embarrassed by picking someone who had already been picked.
I just want you to do it again.
Yeah. Well, I might do it again, but I'm pretty confident this one isn't it. I think that Andy Dalton isn't the full ticket, or however the phrase goes, and I think they might go for a quarterback. And I'm just looking around at Mac Jones.
He's gone.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yes, God. He went to San Francisco.
He went third overall.
This is why, but your thinking's right, because I agree with you. I think they will want somebody, but I think because all the... All
elite
you,
have gone.
Yeah, they'll wait now till a lower round. So I like, yeah, what you're saying is right, I think.
I think no,
I'm sorry, making you feel better.
Yeah, I feel better, but I just don't. I don't rate
Andy
Dalton.
Absolutely. See, the only other one that might sneak into the first round is Caleb Mond. Is it Caleb Mond? Fill it on quarterbacks, but I think first round is a bit rich for him.
Caleb Mond there from ATM.
Caleb Mond, yeah. He's the only one for me that might. Sneak into the first round. Now, there's a few people that are saying that Trask might drop into the first round, but for me, they're day two picks. They're the ones that have the potential, but you don't want to waste a first round pick on, because they might take maybe two seasons to be ready.
Yeah.
So I agree with your thinking, Charles, but again, it comes back to, for me, your first round pick is ideally somebody that you want to plug and play straight away, outside of your quarterbacks, obviously, because that's more of a future pick, but the rest of it is a plug and play kind of position.
There's a guy called Kyle Trask at Florida who had a really good season last season.
Mentioned him.
Was that who you were talking about? Sorry, I'm talking about Charles.
I said Mond.
Touché.
There's a few people that are saying Trask should maybe go top end of the second round, but he's a day two pick.
Yeah, we'll edit that bit. The bit that makes me look really stupid, Richard.
Can we edit that?
I didn't hear you were talking about. I thought you mentioned another name.
No, I mentioned, I believe you. Yeah, Mond and Trask, I mentioned.
Obviously, we're not doing trades here, but Bears have got capital. They could actually effectively trade themselves up in this draft if they wanted to.
They could. I can see it, but if we started doing trades, we'd so lose where we are with everything.
Yeah, right. We're on to the Colts. The Colts have got a big gap now at left tackle with Castanoza's retirement. And they couldn't. They tried to get Trent Williams. They couldn't get him.
I think when it comes to the O line, I don't think there's anything now that is first round talent viable.
Yeah.
Did look defensive end. Is Pay still there? Has he gone?
Yeah, I'm with Ian. I think you go D ends. I think it's either got to be maybe either Jalen Phillips or Quitty Pay.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they've signed. Who've they signed? It's Justin Houston, is it? He's not come back. They've got DeForest Buckner.
Yeah.
But Houston was on the other side, so, and I think he's still in free agency. So yeah, I'm
edge. Should we go Quitty Pay?
I know what you're saying about that. I'd say Pay.
Yeah.
At risk of
Do it.
I'm making myself look stupid. I think Carson Wentz needs more protection. I think they'll go for an offensive tackle. And the one I'm looking at is a chap called Christian Darisaw.
Oh my God! Are you just doing it on purpose now?
Right. We're not having it anymore now.
Right, so Charles, there's
about
three.
Ten picks ago.
There's three all linemen that I think are round one worthy, and that's Derisaw, Slater, and AVT.
All three of them are all gone.
Now, there is all linemen that I think are definitely worth picking up, but they're more day two picks, so I don't think there'll be another all lineman go in the first round, which is why we just said that we'd move to edge, because that's their other need. But I like the way that you keep doing it, though, Charles. I can't see
the bloody stuff on the screen, but it's anyway, it doesn't matter.
Again, you are part of the call. You've been through all the pictures.
So the Titans one's interesting, Stu. So they've obviously lost Jonnu Smith, Corey Davis. Would you go for a Bear in mind, a lot of the wide receivers have already gone. Would you try and risk a wide receiver pick or maybe go cornerback? Where there's some still good talent at cornerback?
Yeah, you see, I'm torn with the Titans. I really am. And I say this because they were probably one of the worst in getting pressure on a quarterback last season. So that tells me that they definitely needed a defensive end. They have just got rid of Adoree Jackson and Malcolm Butler, so they definitely need a cornerback. And they got rid of Corey Davis, didn't they? So they
and John Luke Smith. And John Luke Smith. That's what I was just thinking. I think Elijah Moore on this one.
I don't know. No, because they've still got what's his face, the big physical guy. What's he called? Where's number 11? The big physical receiver they got 2 years ago. What's he called?
Oh, Brown.
Yeah, they've still got Brown, haven't they?
Yeah, but okay. Well, so, who are you on this one then?
Unless Charles
wants to pick somebody who's gone.
Yeah, come on, Charles.
He's very quiet.
Hang on a minute.
I think that the pass rush for me was probably their area of they needed to improve the most because I don't think they got enough pressure. I think they might go Jalen Phillips here.
How do you think about Phillips, Charles? Do you think that could be a good one?
Yeah,
he's still on the board.
Go with that. He's on the board. I'm happy.
Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to save these. So then when the actual draft comes, we'll see how many we got right.
Yeah.
Apart from Trevor Lawrence.
Number one. that'll be it. But the thing is, though, it's all an opinion. And I think there'd definitely be trades on the day, I think.
Yeah. Which way... Obviously, not
going to
do on this, but...
Yeah, and you've got to bear in mind as well that, I mean, as much as we've got an interest in the NFL, we are experts in every team.
We are experts in
every team's needs. So I'm fairly certain that as soon as this podcast goes out, we're going to get inundated with, I don't know, Bears fans telling us...
I can't believe you've picked him,
or I don't want that donkey in my team, and stuff like that.
I think we should possibly post this to the group. Give it a few days, and then post it to the group.
Yeah, and
let them pull it apart.
So I'm thinking Jets' second pick at first round. They're probably going to go edge and maybe a Joyer from Georgia if he's. Cause I don't think away, or maybe away from Penn State. It depends which one's available first. Very similar player.
Possibly.
And that's not because they just both play the same position. By the way, it's very same built.
I'm trying to think of the guy who I'm thinking of. I can't remember his name.
He's already gone.
He's just gone. I don't believe. Nobody's second running back in this year, have they?
Not one running back's gone yet, but they don't expect any running back.
I don't know. I think these might take Travis Etienne. That's him, isn't it? That is his name, isn't it?
The one who's built like Jamal Charles.
Yes.
Similar stature.
Yeah.
The only other one that I might throw in here is that I think that they need maybe an outside linebacker as well. And I think is Zavon Collins, the one that just ran the ridiculous 40 time?
Yeah.
He's still available. So there's a potential for that. But I also agree with Richard that they could quite easily go edge as well. Let's have a look who we got on edge.
Away or Ojulari, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is Carlos Basham still there, though, isn't he?
With a note that I still think wherever you put, they might take Etienne. Because I think the thing, Jets haven't had anybody who changes a game for a while, and that guy might not, but from what I've seen of him, he could possibly do it. So it's like Stuart keeps saying, rough diamond. He's like that. But if it works, he could be a really good pick for New York.
But effectively, though, we're saying, I know this is Jets' second first-round pick, but everyone's saying running backs aren't going to go dropped up second and third. Do you really want to use a first on a running back when they're not expected to hit that first round?
Yeah, actually. They could take a gamble, because have they still got the second pick in the second round? They haven't traded that out, have they?
No.
So, yeah, so you're right. They might leave it till then and think we can pick him up there. So, yeah.
I mean, it depends how they've scouted these players, though. To be fair,
yeah.
I kind of agree with you. I think there's a couple of people, there's a couple of teams that have a need for a running back, and if you think they're going to go in between your first and your second round pick, then you might take them in the first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, so if you think that, let's say, Etienne or even Najah Harris are going to go between 23 and the second round pick in. The number two pick in the second round, then you probably would take a punt on him. I mean, I'm happy to go with Ian on this one, but I also think the Steelers might go running back as well.
I do as well. But I was going to change that because of what Richard's been saying.
No, we'll go with your first 40 and we'll go running back. We'll bring one in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether they would take maybe... have a look at Edge, see what Edge is left. We're not doing anything for bloody Barmore, are we? Christian Barmore, we've really bloody kicked him in teeth. He's expected to go top 15 and we've got him rolling.
So we've got, so the two I mentioned there, is Basham as well there, top three.
You see, they could go away as well. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they might just gamble and hope that one of the running backs falls to the second pick.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we look at some of the teams that were coming up after them in the draft. Bear in mind, like I said, we're not doing trades. Cleveland aren't going to have a need for a running back. Baltimore probably won't. Saints probably won't. So they're probably looking at him thinking, Chiefs don't need one, Bucks won't. So it'll probably could fall to us in that second round that they will get one of the running backs.
Well, I'm going to throw this out there. If we can't decide what they need, would they take best player available and take Barmore?
Or Would they take Jenkins? Their offensive line is shocking.
Tevin Jenkins, I thought, might go to Steelers.
I'm just not sure about that. I think it's.
Oh, sorry. I thought we'd moved on. Now I'd moved on to Steelers. I was talking Steelers.
Still on Jets. Sorry.
I thought we'd picked.
Go on, go. Let's
I
go,
thought we'd gone with Etienne.
Yeah, let's go with Etienne then.
So we are going running back with Jets, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm getting confused because I was thinking, what are you lot talking about here with Steelers?
Yeah, Jenkins at Steelers, I think, is pretty much, I think it's been discussed even on Steelers forums about who they want.
Yeah. Shall we just go with that? Because we're over an hour at the minute, aren't we? So.
No, we're not over an hour.
Yeah, we aren't recording. I started recording as you'd spoke, as you did your beautiful intro.
I did, yeah, and then we everyone watched where Stuart was.
Yeah. He did it first time, Stuart.
Except you knew Stuart when he wasn't here.
So, Jacksonville, they've taken Trevor Lawrence. Did you bring in someone to protect him, give it someone to throw, or someone on the D?
I think they'll go D. I think they'll pick up safety here.
Murray.
Yeah, saying that though, yeah, Morig.
Yeah.
And then I definitely think Browns will take Barmore.
If he's still alive.
But he is on ours, so I'll just click on him, take him.
So Baltimore's first needs a wide receiver. Well, there's no point because he's not going to get the ball. Maybe Edge again?
I don't think they'll be thinking that he won't get the ball.
I think they might go. Is it Marshall? I think they're quite like Marshall, aren't they?
Yeah, Terrace Marshall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just seen him down here. There he is, from LSU.
Yeah.
And Lockie Marshall. Saints. They've let a few people go, obviously, because of cap room and everything, and rebuild. Maybe a linebacker in Jeremiah Coromore.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have a look at where Collins is, Zavon Collins.
Obviously, I can imagine Charles at the moment is scrolling through play to try and find one who he can bring in.
No, I'm scrolling through making sure that I'm already gone.
Yeah, Zavon Collins is the only other one. He's more of a speedy guy. But yeah, I'm agreeing with your linebacker. So you can go with your first thought for me.
Yeah.
Green Bay, come on, Charles. It's all on you. What are Green Bay gonna do?
I was just going to say, I'll let
Ian pick for the Cowboys. So
I picked Pats.
So I'm going to sit back and let you go through. How many have we picked? All right, 28. So you've got 28 names to go through before we have to decide on who you're getting.
I can narrow it down a bit because Green Bay have been let down by the defence, haven't they, again?
Yeah.
So I'm looking at a chap by the name of Zavon Collins.
Zavon Collins, that's literally the one I was just talking about. I think that's probably a good pick, actually.
Yeah.
Zavon Collins.
Area.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Zavon Collins.
That's a good one.
I think definitely linebacker they're going for.
The report I was reading today, Charles, they were looking at linebacker in Jermaine Davis from Kentucky, but Collins is definitely a good one.
Yeah.
Collins sounds like ticks every box and he's fast.
Yeah.
He is fast, yeah.
And they've got to have another defender, get some more defenders in. Anyway, we'll move on because we're all in agreement with that.
Buffalo. What do Buffalo need to improve on? Continuous improvement, what they've done for the last 2 years. Where are they lacking, if anywhere?
I think it's defense, isn't it? It's
got to
be.
Is it?
I think so. You not think so?
That D's quite good.
I'm not saying it's... I don't... They're quite good all over the place. I'm saying I think they'll go D.
If they go D, the only D I think that they could go for, and this is where a Bills fan will probably come on and crucify me, because they've got Hyde and Poyer as the safeties, so they don't particularly need any safety help. They've got Tre'Davious White on one side. Now, they might go a cornerback on the other side. Now, I am waiting for a Bills fan to come crucify me because I've forgotten about somebody playing on the other side. Again, the only other one is... what was his face...
Samuel Jr.
No, the edge that they drafted 2 years ago. AJ Espinosa.
Yeah.
Is that him? Yeah. He's not been what they expected him to be. So yeah, they could go D, so they could take Jason away.
Yeah.
They could take Greg Newsom, but I think they might go away because I think the coverage is probably pretty good.
That will go away.
Is Newsom still on board? Yeah, he is there.
So Kansas, they've obviously let some good players go. They've let Fisher go. Swartz has gone to Broughton. Turney from Pats. There's a talk they might be taking Fisher back on a reduced deal. Where could they need some improve? Obviously, they're a really good team as it is, but there was weaknesses in that Super Bowl. They got found out in places.
Offensive line,
pass protection.
Yeah, but I mean, they've already signed Tooney, and they signed. Blythe, didn't they?
Then they'll let Fisher and
Schwartz go.
So all they've done is replace those, and it wasn't a good offensive line.
It was a good offensive line until they got injured and they were in the Super Bowl, so it wasn't a bad offensive line.
What about Samuel Cosmi from Texas?
Yeah.
I think what they lacked was depth. But I think, like I said before, I think you can get depth in the second and third round. I don't think you would get what you need in the first round. Now, I think they probably struggled with Well, they struggled with tight ends because I think Gronk ran rings around them. So I think they probably would care more towards having a linebacker that A, could support the run game and then obviously pick up the tight ends.
So we've got left then linebacker. Let's have a look.
So you think it don't do all linebackers, does it? You need to scroll down from right, I think, Rich,
don't
you?
No, I'm doing it now. Doing it. Linebacker. So who have we got left? So we've got Nick Bolton from Missouri.
Ojulari gone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Jermaine Davis from Kentucky.
Nick Bolton's a decent one. Nick Bolton. I could see that.
Yeah, go with that.
Right, we'll put Nick in. And then, finally, Tampa.
Now, there's a few Tampa fans in the group, and I reckon they'll be very outspoken with this. I personally think they're going to take Najee Harris.
Richard, what's your brother think?
Running back.
I don't know. It took me long enough to tell him that Tampa and Jacksonville and Miami didn't play in the same division each year, so he's learning now, but I don't think he'll know who they're going to take.
And I say that they're taking Najee Harris because there was a lot of... I know that they've signed Fournette again, but there was a lot of rumblings before the Super Bowl that Fournette wasn't happy. And I don't think Fournette is a Tom Brady-style running back in the fact that he's not the one that he can do a lot of the checkdowns to and a lot of the kind of plays that he used to do with, like... Sonny Michel and James White.
Well, they tried to make a play for White, didn't they? And
yeah.
Being Brady picked phone up, I think, at one point to try and speak to him.
So I think that they want more of an all-purpose kind of, or a more rounded running back that can do all things. Now, Harris is a bit of a wrecking ball through the tackle, but he has actually got quite good hands as well. So he's a kind of a Leonard Fournette with a little bit more ball skill. They obviously don't rate internally at Tampa. They obviously don't rate Roland Jones because they wouldn't keep bringing Fournette back if they did. So for me, I think if they could bring Najee Harris in, let him have a year to bed in, they wouldn't have to re-sign Fournette again next year. That's where I would go with it.
And it gives this year, and it also then, let's say, it's also a proven year then for Ronald Jones as well, won't it, if they draft Harris this year.
I mean, I'd like to point out that I know that on here it says he's ranked 65, but this is only PFS rankings.
Yeah.
All the players are ranked randomly different on every bloody website you go on.
Yeah, they are. So we've drafted some here on here which are right low down, but if you are on another website, they're a lot higher.
Yeah.
So
we'll go Harris then to complete the draft.
I will openly listen to other people's opinions.
So, should we have a look at our draft grade of what we've been rated on?
No, I didn't come up with that. Yeah, go on then.
So, A+, plus, but they're these are obvious ones. Let's see where our first... So, a C+, plus on Cincinnati.
I think that's
harsh, that.
Yeah, I do, because I think that's the one that's most likely.
I think
they're unanimous on that, I think.
I think that's the point on their grading.
Yeah,
I think because we're out of their grading from the needs, and some of their needs I thought were a bit weird.
Yeah, again, C plus, it's not really a bad one.
Yeah. Imagine, we're going to say that about all of them because we picked them, haven't we?
Charles put their downshot there at 13.
Yeah, and Elijah Tucker that you kept banging on about as well.
Yeah, I think we'll go in second now for a pick.
The caveat to this is that obviously we're just talking through the draft, and you know, even now as I'm looking through this, I think there's still changes I would probably make to this if I did it again.
Yeah. And like we keep saying, stuff will change on the day. We've done no trades there, but there'll be trades happening throughout that draft on draft night.
Yeah,
and it's not just the trades. I reckon there'll be more free agency signings as well. Which means that what you were going to draft in the first round, if you sign a free agent, then it actually might not be. Like the Vikings is a prime example. You know, I think we're going to go O-line in that 14th pick. But if we pick up a Forrest Lamb, or we pick up a Fisher, or we pick up a Schwartz in free agency, then obviously our need changes.
Yeah.
And that's...
And there's always some surprises.
There is. It's usually the Raiders that throw in an absolute curveball because they've scouted somebody completely different to everybody else.
Well, the Packers that have gone for a quarterback last time.
Oh, there was that guy in the back room at Chicago goes, I've seen the quarterback we need. We need to trade up. We'll take him. It's Trubisky. And then after it's all been drafted, they're like, I meant Mahomes. I didn't mean Trubisky.
Yeah.
So obviously if anyone wants to comment or rate on how we've done in the draft for your opinions, we won't get upset with your opinions. Unless you're an Eagles fan having to go to Ian, that might turn.
I think I stayed quite quiet over the Eagles. I
think that was the quickest picks you told us to get on. I think we spent
long on Trevor
Lawrence.
I think, like I said, though, I think that every person who supports their team is going to have an opinion on who they think they're going to draft. And I think, you know, we've covered, obviously, Vikings, Green Bay, Pats and Cowboys. I probably think probably the best out of the teams that we've done them because we're all fans, so we kind of all know what we're after.
Yeah. But, the funny thing I've found doing this, because the first time I've done a mock draft, is it changes completely as you're going along, because you've got somebody in your head who you think, you know, you've had a look before and think, they'll probably take these. And then you suddenly look and think, oh, he's gone. Oh, no, he's gone. As Charles found out. He, you know, and that's a prime example, isn't it, where Charles has got in his head that he thinks they'll take them.
But he's gone.
And it's and it shows what it's like, you know, when they're on draft night, and I've got them all there, but they've got somebody, and suddenly he goes, the pick before. And it's like, shit, what do we do now?
What they'll also do on draft night as well is they'll have graded the players for which round they're best. Because if you need an offensive tackle, which we found quite a lot of teams did need, you know, for me, there's only three O-linemen worth probably taking in that first round, maybe four.
Mm.
So if you wanted an O-lineman and you've got pick 20 and those four have already gone, do you then reach for somebody else to fill that gap?
Yeah.
Or just go, well, let's hope that there's somebody still there in round two, and that's where it's difficult. And that's where you see teams reaching for players where you go, oh, God, I don't know why he picked him at number 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally agree. So, yeah, if you guys have got any questions or any reaction to our draft, please comment on Facebook. It'll more than welcome and we'll reply to you. Again, it's only our take on what's going to happen in a few weeks, and things will change even before draft night.
We're accepting it's wrong, so we're just putting it out there it's wrong.
Yeah.
We're aware
it's wrong.
If we get 5 out of the 32, we've done well.
If pick 1 to 5 goes, we've done well. We can say we can do it next year.
And to be honest, what we're going to do is we're going to put these on the group. In a few days' time, we'll put what we've done. So what'd be good is if some of you guys, when you're listening, put a comment and put some of your picks down. You know, maybe first 10 who you think will go where.
Yeah, you can't. If we put let's say we put Matt Jones going to the 49ers at 3, you can't then say that you think he's going to go to Patriots at 15, because obviously he wouldn't be.
Yeah, there. Charles.
Charles.
No, it's like, but I made my pick based on what we'd do, but I think we're going to trade up. But obviously, based on what we've done, we didn't do trade. So, but I think I've been reading, we're going to trade up to bank potentially with Cincinnati.
Yeah,
but
that's going to cost you. I mean, I could see, depending on what's on the board, I can see the Vikings trading down.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of movement still.
I can see Dallas trading down.
Yeah. But like Stuart said, Pitts might drop further than 10, so Dallas could drop.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I mean, if Pitts is there at 10, I think Dallas don't trade down, they take him. Because the risk is that if you trade down 3 spots, he's not there when you come to that spot.
Him or Surtain, if those two are still on the board, I think they'll take them, either of them two.
Yeah, I mean, my concern is that, like, if J.C. Horn's still there at 14, I reckon, you know, Zimmer loves a quarterback, cornerback, so quarterback. And I think he's doing it as a punishment. I think he's not drafting or not putting an O-line in place to basically punish Kirk Cousins because of his contract.
injure him into retirement.
Kirk Cousins has ruined Zimmer's plan.
Yeah, it's what's his face off? It's the Russian off of Rocky. If he dies, he dies.
Well, is this the year that Kirk Cousins proves you all wrong?
No, it's not.
Not behind that O-line, who up?
He broke one record last year. He won a game on Monday night.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
I mean, I give him some pelters, but I mean, he's not as bad. He's not as bad as I make out, because there is a lot worse quarterback in the league than Kirk Cousins.
Exactly. He's not the worst quarterback in the league.
No. And I my biggest bugbear with the Vikings is that if he's our quarterback and that's the guy we're going with, at least try and protect him. At least give the kid a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thanks everyone again for joining us this week. Next week, we will have from the Washington football team reporting and sports news team, Kelsey Nicole Nelson. Ian will be doing a profile and bio in the group this weekend. So if you have any questions for her, please let us know in the group and we will get them to her. But guys, thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us, Stuart, as the man had been. And we'll see you all next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.